responsiveness from industry players, despite we are recording positive economic indicators, including a stable kwacha, falling fuel prices, and a reduction in inflation. Speaking during a stakeholder engagement meeting with key industry bodies such as the Zambia Association of Manufacturers, ZAM, and the Zambia Chamber of Commerce and Industry, ZACSI, among others, Mr. Mulenga has noted that while macroeconomic conditions have improved, the prices of commodities remain reasonably high. He has expressed disappointment that industries have not translated these macroeconomic gains into reduced costs for customers. Mr. Mulenga has also dismissed allegations that the government is injecting fake dollars into the economy to stabilize the currency, calling such claims unfounded.
We've been complaining about the quarter volatility, sometimes it's weakness. We've been complaining about the power challenges. But here we are. We have witnessed that whenever fuel is increased by one quarter or two quarters, overnight, or prices go up. Whenever the quarter just weakens, overnight, commodities go up. But in the past 3 months, we have seen that these commodities, or should I say, these factors have been happening in a positive direction, trajectory.
Meanwhile, ZACSI Chief Executive Officer Elvin Nasilele has described the continued rise in commodity prices as worrisome, urging deliberate action to ensure that prices align with the improving economic environment. And Zambia Association of Manufacturers President Ashu Saga has reassured stakeholders that ZAM is actively exploring ways to ensure the benefits of a stable economy trickle down to ordinary Zambians.
It is of importance that we do give some discussion around the issue of the changes at macro level, basically in fuel and exchange rates, and see how this can translate into pricing. There are certain other modalities that we need to understand, but it is something that we as a manufacturing sector have also pushed out to our members to see where their particular, each industry has its own particular, but we have tried to reach out to our members to see how we can push this benefit down to the people.
The Action Institute for Policy Analysis Center, IPAC, has expressed disappointment in the manner the Ministry of Justice is handling the Bill 7 debates and process, which starkly lacks legitimacy from the people of Zambia. IPAC Executive Director Solomon Ngoma says presenting Bill 7 before Parliament will be suicidal, especially that many stakeholders' advice has been ignored by the Ministry of Justice. He says the Ministry of Justice and the Ministry of Home Affairs and Internal Security betrayed the trust of stakeholders regarding the Cyber Crimes Bill, disregarding the principles of transparency, accountability and inclusivity that are essential for democratic governance. Mr. Ngoma says despite President Hakainde Hichilema's meeting with various stakeholders at State House, where agreements were made to address concerns, voices were shockingly ignored.
IPAC urges the Ministry of Justice to revisit the Cyber Crimes Act and align it with international human rights standards, ensuring the protection of fundamental freedoms and the promotion of a just society. The people of Zambia deserve a legislative process that are transparent, inclusive, and reflective of their needs and rights. It is imperative that the Minister of Justice prioritizes the concerns of stakeholders and engages in a meaningful consultation to ensure that the Act is amended to address the legitimate concerns raised. We call upon the UPND government to demonstrate its commitment to upholding human rights and the rule of law by taking immediate action to review and amend the Cyber Crimes Act.
The Ministry of Mines and Minerals Development has dismissed reports claiming that it authorized mining activities at Senseli Mine in Chingola, Copper Belt Province. Minister of Mines and Minerals Development Paul Kabuswe has clarified that Senseli Mine remains a private operation. He said the government is engaging with its owners to ensure all activities are formalized in accordance with mining regulations. The minister has further explained that Chingola Member of Parliament, Chipoka Mulenga, visited the mine over the weekend not to endorse unauthorized mining, but to advise miners on the importance of operating within the law. In a related development, Mr. Kabuswe has confirmed that all illegal miners at KCM's Nchanga mine were instructed to vacate the premises last Saturday, underscoring the government's zero tolerance policies towards unlawful mining.
Over the weekend, I think the Member of Parliament for Chingola went to address them. Number one, to tell them that we'll only allow legal mining. We have to remove any child labor around there. If they are underage kids, they must be removed. Then the miners must be dressed properly. They have to do safe legal mining. So we are also working together with the security wing. ZNS is part of it, and Zambia Police is part of it. We want to make sure that as this is going to be implemented, it must be implemented in a regularized, legal way and safe way for our miners. It is not that government is tolerating illegal mining. Government doesn't tolerate illegal mining.
UPND Deputy Spokesperson Elvis Nkandu has joined the ruling party's campaign trail in Lumezi, drumming up support for UPND candidate Lufeo Ngoma ahead of Thursday's parliamentary by-election. Addressing voters in Dio Ward, Mr. Nkandu has appealed to the electorate to back Mr. Ngoma, describing him as a tested and trusted leader who demonstrated commitment to public service during his tenure as district commissioner. Mr. Nkandu has also called for peace and maturity during the remainder of the campaign, urging all political players and supporters to shun violence. And at the same event, former Patriotic Front PF Information and Publicity Secretary Andrew Gondwe has echoed the call for support, commending the UPND government for what he described as responsible and inclusive leadership. Meanwhile, Governance and Development Advocate Zambia Executive Director Elias Mulenga has urged political players to uphold peace and focus on issue-based campaigns as the country prepares for the upcoming by-elections in various constituencies and wards.
As we are headed for by-elections in various constituencies and wards, we expect campaigns to focus on issues that will benefit citizens, aligning with President Akainde's Hichilema's calls for peace and national unity among citizens. We wish to call upon all political players to adhere to the electoral code of conduct. They should emphasize that throughout their campaigns, they preach peace and national unity. Above all, the campaigns should be issue-based and not name-calling or finger-pointing.
The Hot FM Business News is brought to you by Access Bank. More than banking.
The Energy Regulation Board has approved 43 license applications and 6 construction permits across the petroleum, electricity and renewable energy subsectors, representing a total investment commitment of 3.9 billion kwacha. ERB Manager Public Relations Namkolo Kasumba says the 43 approved licenses span a wide range of energy-related activities that are critical to strengthening Zambia's energy sector value chain. She said these include the manufacture, supply, installation and maintenance of renewable energy, generating equipment, the distribution, import and export of petroleum products and liquefied petroleum gas, as well as the importation, blending, packaging and distribution and export of lubricants. Mrs. Kasumpa says these undertakings are vital to enhancing energy availability, promoting the adoption of cleaner and more efficient technologies, and ensuring a reliable supply of energy products and services. She said among the 6 construction permits approved, 2 are for large-scale renewable energy projects, and in addition, the ERB has licensed 85 road tax vehicles to support the safe and efficient transportation of petroleum products.
The Energy Regulation Board has approved 43 license applications and 6 construction permits across the petroleum, electricity and renewable energy subsectors, representing a total investment commitment of 3.9 billion Zambian kwacha. The 43 approved licenses span a wide range of energy-related activities that are critical to strengthening Zambia's energy value chain. These include the manufacture, supply, installation and maintenance of renewable energy generating equipment, the distribution, import and export of petroleum products and liquefied petroleum gas, as well as the importation, blending, packaging, distribution and export of lubricants.
The news continues after these messages.
Enjoy uncapped fiber.